T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Football Friday on B. Mitch and Finley, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. 30 minutes, we got predictions for the game and Ask B. Mitch Anything. You better get ready because the phone lines will be full. 15 minutes, we'll be joined by Ambassador Howard Gutman to explain what the hell this congressional letter to the Washington football team means. Right now, it's Cody Betts' time to take us through what Vegas expects from specific players this weekend as the Washington football team takes on the Green Bay Packers.
Let's get a quick lay of the land here. The Washington football team, 1 o'clock on Sunday, 7.5-point underdogs. That's plus 310 on the money line, and the over-under is set at 48.5. We will start with the player.
That thing opened at like 10, didn't it?
Yeah, and went really far down. We'll start with the player passing yards. Aaron Rodgers, over-under 255.5.
I would think you have to go over with that, man.
251.5?
55.
I mean, it's hard to... I mean, Mahomes just went for 400, right?
Yeah, I mean, he did.
It's hard to... Unless you think they're just going to run the ball and kind of grind it out. But, I mean, Washington's given up. I'm pulling it up right now. I mean, Washington's given up 310 a game on through the air.
Through the air.
309.5.
I'm going to take that 255.
Yeah, I think you go over that. Davante Adams, I mean, it's hard. That's hard. I would go over.
All right, Taylor Heineke, 237.5. Over, under passing yards.
237? I mean, last week he didn't play very well.
Last week he was bad.
This secondary is not very...
Now, in his five starts now, he's gone, what was the number, 237?
37.5.
Okay, he's gone over that 3 out of 5 times. He's had a 320, a 290, and a 242. And then he's had, last week's stinker against the Chiefs was 182, and then against the Bills he had 212. I am tempted to go over that. They're beat up in the secondary. I'm curious what you think, B-Mitch, because we'll use this as kind of a launch point. And I mentioned it to Freeman earlier, and it was actually really interesting that Antonio Freeman had covered Taylor Heineke in college at Old Dominion. If you missed our interview with Antonio Freeman, make sure you check out the podcast or hit the rewind button on the Odyssey app. But, B, Taylor Heineke has not made it a secret at all that this is an emotional game for him. Uh-huh. His father passed away, and his father was from Wisconsin and a huge Packers fan. Taylor told me that he used to watch the Packers every week with his dad. They'd get a big bowl of queso, and they would wear cheese heads to watch it. All Brett right. Favre's his favorite player. Now he's going to Lambeau as the starting quarterback.
See, that right there is what troubles me a little bit, because I hear him, and when I hear him talking, he sounds like a possible Brett Favre type guy. But I don't know if he has that same mindset just yet in this league. And I feel, because like after we lose a game, he come back, I got to do, okay. He has to control those emotions. So I don't know if that's going to help or hurt. You get what I'm saying? Because I've seen a lot of people go different directions when it comes down to stuff like that. And I'm hoping that he can go the right direction. But that's something that's left to be proven. So,
I'll pose a quick question to you guys. Is there any way the Washington football team wins if Heinicke has under 237 passing yards?
If Antonio Gibson has a buck 20. Yeah. Now, I'll say this, though, B. Going back to Atlanta was probably equally emotional for
Heinicke. Yeah, but
you're
playing against Atlanta. This is not
That's a big difference, sure. Yeah. But he was able to – but I don't think emotionally he got out of his game is all I'm saying. Well, now, it's a different opponent for sure.
See, the difference I see it in Atlanta and this team here, you're going to Lambeau against Aaron Rodgers and a defense that's not great but better than Atlanta's defense.
Yeah.
And I think every time we've seen people begin to hinder him a little bit, he's not the same quarterback.
Sure.
And I believe that the team that goes against Aaron Rodgers every day in practice might be better suited to deal with what makes Taylor Heinicke good, very good.
Certainly. And I mean, you were saying this for a long time that let's wait until Heinicke's got four NFL games in the books and there's tape out there and D coordinators can start picking it apart. Mm-hmm. Ron Rivera said this morning with Sheehan that Kansas City didn't spy on Heinicke. I mean, this isn't Lamar Jackson or somebody that you have to put a spy on.
But he
said they very clearly had linebackers or DBs that were checking on him and trying to maintain one side of the field.
A few plays in the early part of the game, the Honey Badger was spying on him. He was standing right in the middle of the field eyeing Taylor Heinicke. And I watched that.
Right. Rivera alluded to that.
If I saw it three times on TV, it happened more than three times.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
As much as fans have been screaming about his reluctance to run, maybe defenses are stopping his ability to run. And if he can't run, that limits some of it because we know about the arm strength weaknesses.
Uh-huh. Will Taylor Heinicke have over 18.5 rushing yards?
If he allows himself to be who he is, yes.
Because here's the thing. Even though someone's spying on you, the spying is largely to prevent big gains.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you can't get 4 yards and slide, 6 yards and slide, 2 yards and slide, And if he does, I mean, 18.5 is a pretty low damn number.
Yeah.
If he gets out of the pocket, runs six times, I think he could get to 18.5. But he
can fall for 18.
But, you know, in the last, I'm looking at the rush totals. He had 0 rush yards last week. The two games before that, he was averaging 8 yards a rush over 40 and 43. Mm-hmm. So I would go over that.
Yeah.
Especially because the way I think they'll be playing catch up late in the fourth and he'll be looking to make plays.
All right. FanDuel has 4 players in their player rushing yards props. Only one bet on the over-under is plus money. Do you have any guesses?
Give me that one more time.
There are only 4 players: Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, Taylor Heineke, and Antonio Gibson. Only one out of the 8 bets is plus money. Which one would it be?
For a touchdown?
No, playing rushing yards.
Okay. Aaron Jones.
No, his is going to be minus.
He's going to be minus. I would say Taylor Heineke.
It is Antonio Gibson. Over 51.5
wow.
is plus money.
Wow.
Vegas, the way I'm reading that, Vegas is not high on Gibson being able to go here, right? Am I? I mean, if 51.5 for Gibson is not a huge accomplishment. The Packers' defense is not dominant in a fashion that, you know, a running back can't get to 60 yards. And they're giving you plus money. To me, means they're trying to entice you onto that, right?
That sounds like it to me.
That's interesting. And we know Gibson missed practice on Wednesday. He's back out there. He's dealing with a stress fracture. He had an MRI on Monday. I don't know. And you said there's no J.D. McKissick stuff, right?
On FanDuel, there are no J.D. McKissick prop bets right now.
Because here's the thing. Here's why you wouldn't post McKissick numbers. You can't post McKissick numbers if you're uncertain on Gibson, because your standard McKissick numbers will be way too low if Gibson ends up not playing.
Yeah.
Normally, your McKissick numbers would be 23 rush yards, 19 receiving yards. Mm-hmm. But if Gibson ends up not playing, or if Gibson goes out in the first, then all of a sudden you got nothing.
Yep.
It's interesting to watch.
That's very interesting.
All right,
I'll be checking it out closely.
Let's get to the player receiving yards. Devontae Adams, 95.5.
That's a lot for a receiver, but this is Devontae Adams. And we've seen this year already.
All right. Any guesses on Terry McLaurin before I say it?
I'm going to say Terry McLaurin is plus 71.
I bet he's at like...
Over under 71.
I bet he's at like 65.
69 and a hook.
All right. Split the difference. with no Curtis Samuel and no Logan Thomas, although I like Ricky Seals-Jones and what he's been able to do, it's getting easier and easier for opposing defenses to focus on Terry McLaurin. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem when you've got – now, Heineke will give Terry shots. He'll give him chances. But at the same time, he doesn't have the strongest arm. So a lot of the quick stuff that you have to try to pick up, if you got tight coverage on a guy, you're not going to get it.
I think he can.
I think Terry can get to 65 yards, but I think there's a reason it's low.
Turning into a major gain, though.
To go along with that, what you're saying with the injuries, the Washington football team only has 2 players listed, whereas the Packers have 5 in the receiving category.
Oh, injuries, you mean?
No, in the receiving yards props.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because Aaron spreads the ball around. And when you look at Washington, basically they have 2 guys that have been making plays so far.
And I mean, if you have to go into this pass game, who can you count on? McLaurin? I can't handle you with these glasses.
Arthur.
McLaurin? McLaurin, yes. Ricky Seals-Jones, kinda?
Kinda.
DeAndre Carter, kinda?
Yeah.
J.D. McKissick?
Yeah, yes.
It ain't Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams, you know you can count on him. When, as Freeman just stated. In all aspects of receiving.
99 plus. There's a reason that's his ranking.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we got to do. Beamish got to talk about Paul Henry. I want Paul to know how much I appreciate the work he's doing for me right now, literally as we speak. When we return, Ambassador Howard Gutman joins us to explain what the hell this congressional inquiry into the Washington football team actually means. 1 o'clock, ask Beamish anything. We want your predictions on the game. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.